And if you were going to write a letter in ink, you'd use a what?
Pen.
Okay. And
I get ink all over my fingers when I write.
I do too. I guess I'm just naturally that way. I can't
I
use
don't
pen.
Do. I get ink all over my hands every time I write a letter.
What about if you, what is it that holds a diaper together on the baby?
Safety pin.
Okay. And sometimes you'd have a, used to have a well, you'd have a cup hanging out on the well, maybe over the, what kind of cup would it be? Would it be a glass cup or?
Well, they used to have gourds.
Yeah, right.
They used to have gourds.
Did you ever see one made out of tin or anything like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a plain old...
plain old tin cup.
Right. And...
I used to raise gourds lots.
Really? Did you ever make bird houses out of them or
yeah,
anything? And
yeah.
dippers?
Yeah.
I've never had much luck raising gourds. You know, I've planted many a gourd and they don't ever shape out.
Well, I've had pretty good luck raising gourds. We had some long-handled gourds.
Now that's kind of makes a good difference.
Oh yeah. And yeah. I love to drink water out of a gourd.
Yeah.
A good quite clean gourd. I just love to drink.
It seems like it's colder and tastes better.
Yeah.
If a man buys a 3-piece suit, what would be the pieces of it?
It'd be a sofa.
No, a suit that he wears.
Oh, it'd be a trousers and a vest and a coat, wouldn't it?
Okay. And let's see. You're talking about something fitting you. You say, well, I tried on that coat yesterday and it fit me just fine.
Fit me just fine.
Okay. And you might hear a man say, well, I just can't wear this old suit and these old shoes anymore. I'm going to have to buy some new shoes and a...
new suit.
Okay. And if a man or if somebody's carrying rocks or hickory nuts or something in his pockets, it'll make the pockets do what?
Bulge out.
Okay. And back before they used to make all this sanitized stuff, sometimes you'd wash a shirt and the next one and it'd do what?
It'd shrink up. No. Couldn't wear it.
That used to aggravate me to death.
Oh Lord, yes.
And you know they still had it. I went out one time not long ago and bought some real cheap shirts. I thought I was getting a real good deal.
Yeah, I thought you'd get the bargain.
Yeah, and I washed them one time and the sleeves came up to there.
I know it. You just can't. It's not no bargain to buy stuff like that.
I didn't even think they made cloth that would shrink anymore. I really thought I'd made a big bargain. Talking about the word bring, you'd say, somebody say, well, are you going to bring that? And you might say, well, I already, what?
I've already brought it.
Okay. And a woman who likes to fix herself up and dress up and everything, you say she likes to...
primp. That's what they used to call it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. They used to call it primp, huh?
Yeah, they used to call it primp. But they still do. A lot of people do. They say, well, she's got the primp.
What does a woman or a man eat, or what would you carry money in? Your loose change, maybe. If it's a woman, what would you call it?
Change purse, I guess.
Okay, what about a man?
Well, I guess his would be a change purse, too.
Okay. Now, what about the thing that a woman, the big thing that a woman carries and keeps her comb and her change purse and everything. You know,
that's a purse.
Okay. The thing a man might carry in his hip pocket and carry his driver's license.
That'd be his billfold.
Okay.